Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
Welcome one and all to The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. It is... this is my job to come out here and talk about what everybody was talking about today, but it was a very strange news day full of unpleasant people, which is why we've entitled tonight's monologue, The Late Show's Oops All A-Holes. Exhibit A-Hole, Fox News chairman and corpse dragged from the sea, Rupert Murdoch. Last month, Murdoch sat down for a deposition as part of Dominion Voting System's $1.6 billion lawsuit against Fox News. And he admitted under oath that election lies were knowingly endorsed by Fox hosts Sean Hannity, Jeanine Pirro, Lou Dobbs, and Maria Bartiromo, collectively known as Dumb, Dumber, Dumbest, and Sean Hannity. But when... But when asked if Fox News as a whole had endorsed the stolen election narrative, he replied, "Not Fox, no, not Fox." But if your most viewed hosts endorsed it, then your network endorsed it. I'd like to see this guy in a murder trial. Did I stab that fella? No, I mean, my hand did, but he's an independent contractor. Good job, hand, just like we planned it. Here's the thing. When asked about people like Sean Hannity endorsing these election lies, Murdoch admitted that he could have stopped them, but he didn't, because cash. For Murdoch, these election lies were about the bottom line. Case in point, he didn't stop his viewers from hearing Dominion conspiracies from Fox News sponsor and MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell, seen here receiving the Ten Commandments from a Wendy's sign. Yes. That's Biggie God. Biggie drink, Biggie fry. Murdoch explained that the decision wasn't political. It was a business decision, adding, "It's not red or blue, it's green," which is also what the nurse screamed at his last urology exam. Even the former president was shocked by this story. The former president took to his fake social media site to ask, "Why is Rupert Murdoch throwing his anchors under the table?" Okay, that's not an expression. But you know what they say, the squeaky wheel gets the hose again, and nobody puts baby in a blender. The Dominion lawsuit is a massive story, which is why Fox News isn't covering it. In fact, if you go to their website and search the past 2 months for the words Dominion voting systems, you don't get an article, not a single article. You just get a page that says, Arrow 404, journalism not found. So, if, there you go. Pretty quick, huh? So if there are any Fox News viewers watching this right now, first off, I assume you're looking for remote batteries. Try the junk drawer in the kitchen. Second, you should know a few things about Fox that it isn't telling you. Fox News is being sued for defamation because their hosts endorsed lies about the 2020 election while their text messages to each other prove that they knew Joe Biden won fair and square and that their guests talking about stealing the election were all crazy liars. Also, no one can invent a pillow. They already existed. I'm mad. Speaking of big dumb a-holes, there's news about Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Seen here getting kicked in the Florida Keys. DeSantis is almost certainly going to run for president in 2024. So to pump up the Ron-citement, today he released a memoir, The Courage to Be Free, a title so politically generic that I have already forgotten it. What was it again? Oh, right. The Bravery to Be Flag. Ron DeSantis' main goal, make America Florida. No. No. We already have one, okay? Actually, two if you count Arizona and parts of Long Island. But sure, sure, make the United States more like Florida. 41st in literacy, 4th in total STD cases, and number 1 in unplanned jet ski pregnancies. Use protection before you jet ski. DeSantis writes with a subtle literary touch about his beloved state, saying, in a world that has increasingly gone mad, Florida is a beachhead of sanity. Florida is a citadel of freedom in a world gone mad. And Florida is a redoubt of sanity where woke ideology goes to die. I want to fact check you there, Governor. Florida is a madhouse of doubtful sanity where everyone goes to die. Eventually. In his book, which again is titled The Freedom to Be Hamburger, DeSantis writes about how his parents came from gritty, working-class, God-fearing towns in Ohio and Pennsylvania, which he claims gives him Rust Belt values. You grew up in Florida! This guy is so thirsty for approval from the heartland. My parents were from the Rust Belt. My uncle married a steel beam. My cousins are corn. But DeSantis is proud of his book. The big tree I saw. That's my favorite. That's my favorite. The big tree I saw is my favorite. As he told his buddies on the Fox News.
I actually wrote it. I think it comes across as more authentic as it is me writing this.
That's right. Every word is pure, uncut DeSantis. When you read The Commitment to Eat Crayons, you realize that it's all straight from his brain, or as the New York Times described it, a culture war Mad Libs that can't distract from the dull coldness at its core and courageously free of anything that resembles charisma or a discernible sense of humor. Okay, that's not, no, okay. No. That's not fair. If he didn't have a sense of humor, why would he title his book, How Do They Fold the Pretzels? That's good, too. I like that one, too. Doesn't make sense, and I like it. A chunk of DeSantis' book is about his whole dust-up with Disney. Here's what happened. Last year, DeSantis passed his anti-LGBTQ don't say gay law, and when Disney spoke out against it, he punished them by signing a bill that gave the state control over Disney's Orlando theme parks. Now, on some level, that does make sense. A theme park shouldn't get to have its own government just because people walk around in funny costumes, all right? We already have Vatican City for that. But the joke was on DeSantis because it turns out his law could have made Disney's bills a burden on local taxpayers. So DeSantis had to backtrack. He signed a new bill that leaves Disney in charge of paying local taxes, but to oversee the development area that Disney's in, it appoints a board of DeSantis cronies, like one of the proponents behind the Don't Say Gay bill, a businessman who runs a right-wing Christian ministry, an attorney who runs the Orlando chapter of the Federal Society, and the hunter who shot Bambi's mom. Now, DeSantis put on his smug face and defended his new bill at a presser.
Today, the corporate kingdom finally comes to an end. There's a new sheriff in town, and accountability will be the order of the day.
Yes, the kind of accountability that's at the core of his book, I Puked in the Teacups. It's a big sell. It's going to be a big seller, I Puked in the Teacups. Yeah. People can relate to that. Mm-hmm. It's been over 2 years since the January 6th riot, and the government is still rounding up the perpetrators. And yesterday, the FBI finally nabbed one they were looking for, a rioter nicknamed Sedition Panda, because he wore a giant panda head while breaching the Capitol building. Let's check him out. There you go. Looking like a roadie for the band at Chuck E. Cheese. Yesterday, Sedition Panda was arrested in, no surprise, Florida. What? There you go. So, when Ron DeSantis says, make America Florida, this is what he's talking about. That's why he called his book, A Panda with a Planda. We got a great show for you tonight.
Coming up, Prince Harry takes the Colbert Questionnaire.
Here's the thing about eating. We all have to do it, sometimes even a few times a day. But if you already have a lot on your plate that isn't food, like stuff to do, figuring out your meals can be stressful. By the time you get breakfast going, it could be lunchtime. And then what? Eat your breakfast for lunch? Is that allowed? Yes, you're a grown-up who can make their own choices. And whether that choice is eating breakfast for every meal or bending to society's construct of proper mealtimes, you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals that can be ready in as little as 2 minutes. Tailored to your schedule and weird eating habits, you have the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your cool new breakfast-only lifestyle. You can even try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, if that's what you're into for breakfast. Or any meal. You do you. Head to factormeals.com/lateshow50 and use code lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code lateshow50 at factormeals.com/lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
We have the author of the new bestseller, Spare. I'm here with Prince Harry. Harry, I believe you said I could call you Harry.
I actually said you can call me whatever you want.
Okay, well, obviously, because we're such dear friends. Now that I have read your book, I feel like we know each other very well. And we had a wonderful interview the other night that everyone acclaimed as groundbreaking. But the thing is that even after reading 400 pages of your book, there's only so much you can fit into 400 pages, and I feel like I don't know you as well as I'd like to. My team up there in the Late Show Labs have come up with 15.
You have a lab here?
Oh, yes.
That explains a lot.
Yes. I'll hook you up. Now, my team has come up with 15 questions that are scientifically calculated to plumb the depths of anyone, to reveal their soul to the world, as good as your book is, and it is. This is really going to open you up to the world. Are you prepared to be known by the world after you answer what history will call the Colbert Questionnaire?
No, but let's do it.
Great man. Harry, what is the best sandwich?
I would say a cheese and ham toasty with Dijon mustard on top.
Mm. And a toasty means grilled?
Is that what that means?
Okay, there you go.
In a toasty machine, though.
In a toasty machine?
Yeah.
Like a press, like a panini press, that sort of thing?
That's the one,
ooh,
yeah.
That sounds good.
I have to be so careful with these questions because the Americanisms to the Britishisms. It's very different.
Right,
Got me and my wife into a lot of trouble at the beginning of our relationship.
The word fanny, fanny is the one that is actually most upsetting.
Yes, but then there's a fanny pack.
Right.
Right.
But fanny is to us different than what fanny is to y'all.
I was actually going to talk about basil and basil. Oregano and oregano.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Sidewalk and pavement.
Yep.
Yeah.
Was it like horseback?
Vitamin and vitamin?
Yep, horse riding or horseback riding. Where else are you going to ride the horse?
Horse belly. Cling on to it like that. One more time, I'm sorry. One more time. With that? Okay.
That instantly becomes a meme.
Second question. What's one thing that you own that you should really throw out?
Ooh. Ripped boxer shorts.
And why do you still have them?
Because I don't want to let them go.
Fond memories? Harry, what is the scariest animal?
The scariest animal, to me, is snakes.
Snakes. Mm. Did you see any good ones in Africa? Because you go into Africa a few
times. Yes, yeah, there's plenty of snakes.
Like mambas or something like that?
I don't like sharks, but at least they're contained to the ocean. Snakes can get anywhere.
Anywhere. Yes. Apples or oranges?
Oranges, duh.
Something weirdly cannibalistic about that. Have you ever asked...
If we bite you, you get gingivitis. You secretly want to be bitten, don't you?
Yes. Have you ever asked someone for their autograph?
Yes.
May I ask who?
The England rugby team in 2003 in the Tulsa Stadium at the World Cup final.
Did you get it?
After a few drinks, wearing an England rugby top, I was walking around going, Johnny, Mike, Lawrence, come on, sign my shirt. And they were all there, standing there naked with their willies hanging out. But I got all 15 signatures. I was very happy with that.
They signed it with pens, yes? What do you think happens when we die?
I think we become animals. Or we
become... No, I like that. Like, we reincarnate?
Yeah.
Wow. Do you have an animal you'd like to come back as?
Probably an elephant.
Favorite action movie? Yeah, tough questions.
Oh, Gladiator.
Oh, nice.
Yeah?
You know, the emperor in that, Marcus Aurelius, the one who gets killed, favorite quote in the world is from Marcus Aurelius. He said, "Let us have an end to this debate about what makes a good man. And be one."
Mm.
Isn't that nice?
There you go.
You can use that.
Good knowledge.
You can use that.
Thank you.
Window or aisle?
Cockpit.
Favorite smell?
Favorite smell? My wife.
Least favorite smell?
Oh, I guess that's obvious.
Most used app on your phone?
For me, generally, BetterUp.
What's BetterUp?
BetterUp is a coaching platform. Which I'm part of. Okay. It's the quickest access to mental health coaching.
Oh, is it Batter Up or Better Up?
Better Up.
Better Up, okay. Cats or dogs?
Dogs, obviously. Cats.
You only get one song to listen to for the rest of your life. What is it? And just keep in mind, you don't have to listen to it continually, but when you want to go listen to a song, it has to be this one.
Love Gets Sweeter Every Day by Finley Quay.
Okay, I'm not familiar.
You need more love in your life.
I can't possibly have more love in my life.
You look angry.
Have you met my wife?
Yes, we met earlier.
Oh, yeah.
I have dinner plans with your wife, actually.
Nothing would make her happier.
You can be
Those people in the world who are like, they sort of like, I love the royal family, I totally get the market. That's my wife. That's one of the things, like, I'm like, I got no hostility against you guys, a little. I got no hostility against you guys because you took my family's land back in the days in Ireland. But no big deal. I'm Fergie. I'm over it.
Doesn't sound like you are. I'm
okay.
Very sorry.
She's such an Anglophile. Such a wild Anglophile. She lived over there. She spent some time at Cambridge. She loves your whole family. Just extraordinary.
Great. Yeah. It's wonderful.
Yeah. It's the one thing that we disagree about.
And
I'm reading this book going, get him, Harry!
I don't mean that at all.
What number am I thinking of?
What?
What number? What number am I thinking of?
One.
No.
whoa, hang on a second. Are these the same questions you ask everybody else?
Everybody gets the same, questions.
Has anyone ever got it right? Have you ever told anybody?
What?
Is there even a number you're thinking about?
Yes, there is a number I'm thinking of.
Is it between 1 and 10?
What? Why would I tell you? You got it wrong. If you got it right, I would be able to answer that question. That's one of the things that you win.
What do I win?
What?
What do I win?
You get to be known by people. What do we most want to be, Harry? Not alone. I read your book. We want to be known.
Okay?
Okay?
All right, fine.
You're welcome. Have you enjoyed
security? Can you guys come and get me out of here? This is
He's got red hair. And he's next
awkward.
To the desk. He's got red hair and he's next to the desk. Describe the rest of your life in 5 words.
5 separate words or a sentence?
Either way, that's interesting. No one's ever asked that before. You could either do it like sort of a pastiche of these 5 words or a meaningful sentence to you. That's more than 5, man.
Freedom. Happiness. Clarity. Space. Love.
Congratulations. You are known. Spare is available now. Prince Harry, everybody. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the flag.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You're going to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown, new season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more. And Late Show Poncho listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.